Wolfie went to the gathering of the Juggalos, and I keep putting this off for some reason, and it's silly of me. Wolfie, hi.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Hey, Ben.
Ben?
I said, man. Hey, man.
You said, hey, Ben.
Calling sure you your dad's that. Name.
That's weird, man.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben. 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 let's see. Wolfie at the gathering of the Juggalos. Here it is. I got a whole bunch of tapes. So, you know,
now, the gathering of the Juggalos, explain to people what that is.
I can't. You explain it, Wolfie.
I can.
Juggalos, I'll do it. Juggalos are hardcore fans of the band Insane Clown Posse. And once a year, tell me if I have this right, okay. Once a year they throw a huge outdoor party with four stages. They've got like fire breathers and sword swallowers, and they have a lingerie contest. And it's like just the gathering has music, and it's like insanity.
People and Insane Clown Posse performs?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're headlining act the last night.
Okay. And so this time, only have to be there one night.
It's Juggalo's version of Woodstock. And this time, Woodstock was in a field in rural Ohio.
Okay. And how many people would you say show up?
Thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. And there are drugs everywhere. Pot, acid, mushrooms, painkillers, you name it.
Are people doing all drugs, or is there, you know, was there meth? Was it, you know, is it everything?
Well, Wolfie said drug dealers openly advertise drug prices on signs. It's like, this,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, they walk around with a sign that lists everything they have on their menu. I saw one guy with a backpack just filled with black tar heroin. He just was showing it to me.
Wow.
Yikes.
It's complete lawlessness, and I saw two police officers the whole time on a golf cart, and they just drove around, I mean, acres and acres of land. But I just saw two police the entire time. That was it.
Well, you know what, though? In a way, it does prove what I've always said, that all drugs should be legal. I mean,
yeah, so you don't even need cops.
You don't need cops. Once you eliminate the illegality of drug usage, you get two cops to cover everything of all of Ohio. Wolfie did tell me that a lot of the Juggalos look like Jason, you know, back in our... Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're big, heavy-set guys. They look like Jason and JD in clown makeup.
Because everybody is in makeup, right?
Yeah. And a lot of the guys, even though they're kind of heavy and doughy, they don't even wear shirts, right?
Yeah, you can however you appear, that's how you are. They do not judge at all.
And female Juggalos are called Juggalettes, and they were bragging to Wolfie about having sex with, like, multiple partners at once.
So that's what the Juggalo girl is into.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're into guys that wear face makeup when they have sex.
Yeah, a lot of these girls will fuck any guy who's wearing a clown outfit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Howard, this is one of those places I tried to envision what it would be like if you were there, and I think you would kill yourself.
Yeah, but I would kill myself anywhere where there's a lot of people on top of people, you know?
Out in a hot, dirty field in the middle of Ohio.
And everybody has to use port-a-sands and stuff like that for...
Oh, yeah. There's porta-potties set up, but it's just dirty. There's just dust in the air. I don't know why, but it's just filthy.
Did you ever think that, like, you only see two uniform cops? Do you think there were, like, cops undercover in clown uniforms?
Possibly, I don't know.
Undercover clown. All right.
How did our clown miss this?
Who? Yucko?
Yeah.
It's not our clown.
Your clown.
Your clown.
You're not claiming Yucko.
Yeah, but Yucko doesn't have the right makeup. You got to have Insane Clown Posse clown makeup. Yeah.
I think anyway. They would murder Yucko.
So here in this first clip, this is a seminar where Violent J, our friend from Insane Clown Posse, announced the upcoming March on Washington. A lot of the Juggalos...
A Juggalo March?
Yeah, they were upset that they've been classified as a gang.
Yes.
That by criminal... They've been called like a criminal organization.
Right.
And there's going to be a big march on Washington of the Juggalos.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's the discussion going on in the seminar from Violent J.
The entire fucking world looks at us as a fucking gang, all right? As a gang. Not as this incredible fucking magic that we're all fucking, we just love to be together. We gather because we matter. And fucking, for them to, yeah, we gather because we matter. But we fucking gather because we matter, all right? In 2017, oh my God, we're going to do a fucking march on Washington.
By the way, I don't think any of these things are going to happen.
I'm praying that that event happens.
Oh, you got to go to that one.
Juggalo Lives Matter, Howard.
No, Clown Lives Matter. A lot of what you're hearing is whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. ICP.
What was that?
That's the ICP.
ICP.
Yeah, okay. ICP chant.
That whoop whoop is just ringing in my ears.
Whoop, whoop. Was everyone doing it?
I probably heard it 10,000 times. I generally don't say it, but I think about it all the time. It's just stuck in my head.
All right, in this next clip at the seminar, Shaggy 2 Dope, who is the other member of ICP, this Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. Here, Shaggy 2 Dope announces a new album at the seminar. The title of the album has like 50 fucks in it. Here it is.
Also, next year, 2017, Shaggy 2 Dope, he releases his next debut album. Yeah. Simply called Fuck the Fuck Off, Motherfucker.
His next debut album.
How do you have more than one debut album?
Yeah, it's Insane Clown Posse.
So appropriate. What a great name for an album. If you ain't fucked off enough already, you're about to fuck off a little more. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. I don't know how they're going to put it on store shelves, you know what I'm saying, with all those fucks all over. But that ain't my problem. That's the store's problem. This time stores don't carry CDs no more anyhow, so I'm straight.
There you go. All right, so let's get to the gathering itself.
Yes.
So here's just Wolfie talking to a bunch of juggalos and juggalettes.
Like, how do you get into that seminar with Shaggy 2 Dope? Does that cost extra?
On stage.
Oh, the seminar's on stage, so anyone can attend who's there. Wolfie, what happened? You die?
No, you just said it, yes.
Oh, I was waiting for whether a yes or a no.
Affirmation, yeah. All right.
Correct, all right. You are correct.
In this tape, this juggalo had taken drugs and wasn't making much sense, but here we go.
What illegal drugs have you consumed so far at the gathering?
Shrooms, dabs, and pot, that's it so far.
How do you think the world views juggalos?
A lot of the world don't like juggalos because they misunderstand us, but there's some of them that do because they're juggalos and they understand. There's some people that are not juggalos and have seen it. Some of them might understand because they listen to music, but a lot of them don't understand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand.
That guy was like a walker from The Walking Dead just like roaming by himself through a field.
This guy said he mixed heroin and crystal meth and that it was better than sex.
What's the craziest drug you've ever done?
It was a concoction, black tar heroin, crossed it with fentanyl and crystal meth.
What does that do to you?
Let's put it this way. If God said I could fuck any girl that I wanted every day for the rest of my life without consequence, or do that shit every day without consequence, it'd be that. Whoa,
is right. I still think those guys are saying whoa.
All right.
It's whoop, and then you repeat, but you need a long O on that second whoop.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
There you got it.
Whoop, whoop.
When I listen to that clip, I'm like, wait a second. You mean to tell me black tar heroin isn't enough? You need to spice it up with meth?
Well, I've heard of people spicing up. You know, it's a speedball, right? You take the speed and the heroin, and you put it together.
I think a speedball, I thought, was cocaine and heroin.
But it's an upper and a downer,
I see. Like,
basically.
Yeah. Why would you want that?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that make you normal?
It seems to me, yeah, right. They'd cancel each other out.
I don't think these guys have to worry about being normal.
Okay, a couple of juggalos. This particular guy had a criminal record. Let's listen to this.
What was the last thing you were arrested for?
Kidnapping, unlawful wounding, midnight burglary, and 8 assault and batteries.
Oh!
And a partridge in a pear tree. What is unlawful wounding? I don't even know that one.
Well, it's unlawful to wound. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
That means there is a lawful wounding.
Well, I guess that would be self-inflicted or by consent.
All right, here's a juggalo named Tank. He's taken a big hit of nitrous oxide.
What's your juggalo name?
Tank.
Why do they call you Tank?
Because I knock niggas out.
I noticed you got something in your hand there. What is that?
It's called nitrous oxide. Feels real nice.
Describe the sensation.
Floating, bro.
What is nitrous oxide? Is that the stuff? That's not helium.
No.
Yeah.
It's gas in a gigantic tank, and these guys either steal it from, like, a dentist office.
That's what I was going to say. Don't dentists use it to anesthetize patients?
So if you take a big hit, do you, like, pass out?
Oh, it literally freezes your brain and just kills brain cells. So, yes, if you take a big enough hit, these guys just fall face first down on the ground.
Wow.
Here's a guy who saw someone staple his nuts to his leg, and he says another guy just cut off his nipple. Listen to this.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen so far at the gathering?
This year? Yeah, some dude stapled his nuts to his leg this year, but yeah, previous years I've seen people cut, some dude cut his nipple off. Like, yeah, cut his fucking nipple clean off.
How did he cut his nipple off?
With a knife. I guess a pair of pliers. He held his nipple out with a pair of pliers and just cut the motherfucker off.
Man, these are some tough dudes.
Hardcore, huh?
Can you imagine that?
No. The same guy saw a girl shove a cucumber up her ass.
The other most fucked up thing, most fucked up thing I've ever seen at the gathering was some bitch during a t-shirt contest, I think is what it was, shoved a cucumber up her ass and then kind of shit it back out. And this fat guy in the crowd took a bite out of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess she won if it was a contest. Here's a guy who saw a juggalette get fisted with glow sticks.
What is the craziest thing you've ever seen at the gathering?
I've seen a girl get fisted in her vagina with a handful of glow sticks.
How many glow sticks went into her vagina?
A nice handful. Probably like a good 6 to 12, dude. It was gnarly.
Did it look painful?
She didn't look like it was hurting, no.
Well.
Looked like she consented.
She was dead, so it was fine. Wasn't that a Ronnie sex tip with a Roman candle or something?
Something like that. Yeah, Ronnie and this guy should get together.
I hope the juggalos aren't listening and taking Ronnie's sex tip for real.
To heart.
Yeah, I call it a cunt-a-lantern. Oh, okay. Sure you do. This guy says he just whipped his dick out at the gathering and a juggalette started sucking it. Nothing wrong with that.
What's one of your craziest sexual experiences at the gathering?
My buddy Mr. Ho was talking to this fat bitch. I didn't really realize what exactly she looked like. I just saw that she had some big ass titties. She wasn't wearing a shirt. And I was like, fuck that. I'm trying to get my dick sucked. And I don't know, man. I was super fucked up. I walked right up to that bitch and pulled my cock out and put it in her face, and she started sucking my dick in front of everybody.
What did she look like?
Well, she had a decent amount of facial hair.
Did you blast it in her mouth?
I did. She swallowed all my children.
What's the best substitute for a condom?
Who uses fucking condoms? It's 2016. Fuck a fucking condom.
Wow.
What does 2016 have to do with condoms?
It's 2016. He's trying to make a point. What, are you going to argue with him?
Woo, I would go,
I'd like to see him walk up to that guy and argue with him. Holy mackerel. I don't think I'd do very well at the gathering.
No. Well, you know, do they not bother you as long as you're in the right clown makeup or something?
Well, I heard the boys might be, it's very hard to get the Insane Clown Posse.
We haven't
the
seen
show.
Them in years.
Well, I heard they might be coming on before the gathering in Washington for the big march.
Well, that's next year sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's when you get them. That's when you get them in here.
Get them when you get them.
I would love to know what they do the rest of the time when they're not at the Juggalos gathering.
They're working. They're doing their shows.
Church groups, I would think.
They study the teachings of Charlie Sheen during the rest of the year. In this clip, you want more?
Sure.
Yeah, this juggalette was named Psychosis. That's her nickname. And by the way, I saw a picture of her. She was pretty fucking good looking.
Yeah?
Yeah, good body for sure.
Yeah. So this juggalette named Psychosis was carrying around. I saw a picture of this. It's like a baby on a stick. Not a real baby, like a plastic.
Not a real baby.
No. But it was like a plastic baby, right? Like a doll.
Yeah, with the stick up the baby's ass.
Yeah. Ah. Here we go.
What is your juggalette name?
My name is Psychosis from the Dead Body Bitches.
Now, I notice you're carrying around something. Explain for the radio audience what you have.
I'm carrying around a baby on a staff that has a dick.
What are you asking people do to that baby doll?
I'm asking people to lick that baby dick.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole thing going on. I'm sure it's for charity, so relax. So Psychosis explains that she's not into dating guys in clown makeup, but she wants to fuck them. So that's what I'm talking about. And she was, I'm telling you, I mean, at least the picture I saw, she looked pretty good.
That was not bad at all.
Did she have any glow sticks in her ass during this interview?
I didn't check, but I'm assuming she did.
All right. So, okay. Not into dating guys in clown makeup, but into having sex with them.
Do you prefer to date guys in clown makeup?
Not date, but preferably fuck. I will fuck a guy in clown paint, for sure.
What are the odds that you'll have anonymous sex this weekend at the gathering?
A lot. I'm definitely getting fucked.
Wolfie was quite taken with Psychosis because he spent a lot of time with her. And Psychosis says that she saw Juggalettes putting 2 liters of soda and Cheetos in their vaginas.
Wow.
What is the grossest thing you've ever seen at the gathering?
The grossest thing that I've seen at the gathering is some chick stick a 2 liter up her vagina. And some chick stuck Cheetos up her vagina and everybody called her Cheeto.
Yeah. Mm.
Why are these... never mind.
What? Ask it. Go ahead. Wolfie might know the answer.
But why are women doing that?
Well, you did that when you were younger. You
no,
used to do
I
with
wasn't
vegetables.
In a Juggalo gathering.
Well, that's true. You did it at home.
And I didn't use Cheetos. It wasn't like...
Well, you might have.
No. Cheetos would not have done the job.
A Cheeto would have... Yeah, right. Cheetos would have broken off.
I think they're just trying to get attention of guys.
Well, that's my point. It's like, this is what you need. Guys will pay you attention no matter what. You don't have to do all this.
Yeah, by the way, yeah. We'll just be all over you. You don't have to put Cheetos in your pussy.
Yeah.
Did you notice that most of the Juggalette nicknames are from whatever you shove up your twat? Like, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, she put
Cheetos
in her vagina. Oh, really? So we call her Cheeto. Way to go. Yeah. And what's the bit, too? Those guys all drink Faygo soda, right? Like, that's their thing.
Yeah, they drink it, but then the ICP guys, they just spray it all over the crowd. So when you walk out of that crowd, you are just soaked in soda.
Is Faygo made in Detroit? Is that why?
Yeah, it's apparently like the low-income soda. So
right.
That's all those guys were drinking it when they were growing up.
Yeah, I remember drinking Faygo, I think.
Never heard of Faygo. We had Fanta here.
Yeah, but I've heard of Faygo.
Really?
Yeah.
But they have weird flavors like cotton candy and just like stuff that I think would just rot out your teeth.
Yeah. I don't think that's a concern. So, of course, winding down here from the gathering, it probably wouldn't be a gathering without a few whoop whoops. So Wolfie just recorded as many whoop whoops as he could.
Okay.
Whoop whoop! 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 Whoop whoop!
How'd you get that recording? Like, do you go up to them and say, "Hey, give me a whoop whoop"?
Yeah, that I just edited them all together.
Yeah. How did that start? Is that from a song of ICP? Whoop whoop?
I believe so. I don't really know the origin of it.
Finally, here's the longest whoop whoop that we could find. This is probably the record-breaking whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop!
How's that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Did you have a good time?
It was just funny from start to beginning because, like, if you go to a concert, you know, when you pull into the parking lot, there's people telling you where to park. These guys don't have that. It's just a field. And as I was parking, I looked. You could see that clearly there were cars that were never going to get out of that lot again. They were just like gridlocked in. It looked like ISIS drove most of their vehicles. Like the whole front end was falling off. It was just insanity.
Yeah. There's something liberating about it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can see why they look forward to that event because, like, overall, I did not see any fights at all. It seems like they all get along with each other. They do
right.
drugs the whole time, and they listen to the music they like. So I guess that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So you see, if you put a bunch of people together,
yeah.
you let them do drugs without arresting them, and walk around and fuck a lot and get blowjobs and stick shit up their ass and put it in their vagina. People seem to be peaceful.
Can ICP go to some of these hot spots of the world since they seem to know how to bring peace?
Well,
to
you know,
situation?
That was my theory about like ISIS and stuff. Those guys all sort of take hold in that part of the world because they're so repressed. If you had a gathering of the juggalos in, let's say, Iraq, those people would be so happy and they'd be preoccupied with their drugs and their sex that they, you know, I'm a big advocate of porn in some of these repressed countries.
What are the women wearing? Do they have the clown makeup on?
Most of them, yes, head to toe, like, and then like costumes with the makeup. So they all mix it up.
Because I'm looking at this picture of Psychosis and I'm digging her outfit. She's dressed like a Flintstones character. Look at the body. I mean, she's rock solid, Robin. I mean,
you can't
see it, but I mean,
I can see the outline of her body.
Yeah, I mean, she's ripped. There's no body fat on her.
And Howard, to your point too, they're all having a good time, and like, none of them know what's going on in the outside world. Like, they don't know who's running for president. They don't know any of that.
They're not interested in that. What are they doing? I mean, what are they?
What are they doing? They're keeping it real.
No. I just mean, do they ever turn on a TV? What's going on?
TV? No. Who has a TV?
They're just whoop whoop.
I think they watch Hulu. All right. Thanks, Wolfie.
All right, hey.
Good job.
Hey, anybody have Howard? Can I do a quick plug? If anybody has any ideas for events.
Oh, really? You're running out of events?
Well, no. I mean, the next couple months, we're looking for some new stuff. So who knows? Maybe someone knows of something cool.
All right. How do they get in touch with you?
At This Is Wolfie on Twitter. Any ideas for festivals, parades, whatever? Just let me know.
Woo, woo.
Hey, here's a fact: a ticket to the gathering costs $180. That was in 2014, and $500 to rent a cabin. You can rent a cabin.
Yeah, this place was massive, so it was just acres and acres. Most of it was kind of like a tent community, but no. Yeah, then they had some smaller buildings.
All right.
It's really well run, cool. And for 4 days, that's not a bad price, I don't think.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
A lot of entertainment there for
But are they
bucks.
Selling concessions or anything?
Yeah, there were stands to buy food and things like that. So, uh-huh. I think even if you forgot stuff. And I don't think most people leave the grounds once they're there. So,
right.
You know.
Well, all I know is, God bless America. Look what's going on. You could gather anybody together.
See, I would round up all those people and export them out of the country. Take in some good immigrants.
What percentage of the girls are hot there?
Oh, I'd say 5%, maybe.
All right. Good enough odds for me.
Yeah. Does
anybody have an upscale juggalo sort of set up?
Like a nice van or something?
Yeah, you or mean like a trailer or something.
They pull in with a Ferrari?
Yeah.
No. Like, I've gone to, like, you've sent me out to, like, a NASCAR event, for example, and you'll see, like, $300,000 campers. I didn't see anything like that here. Yeah, it's one of those situations when you're there, you can't believe that it's going on in America. It's just, there's so many weird things happening within a small area, but it's just shocking.
All right, Wolfie, good job. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
There's Wolfie. Here's
woo, woo.
Chad.